This is your entertainment service, Springbok Radio Digital.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
You know, they say there ain't no fool like an old fool. But I don't know. My buddy Red ain't so old. Me, I ain't no chicken, as my broad Myrtle is always pointing out to me. But I always try to keep my sense of perspicacity. Ah, but not Red. You know, when it comes to handing out cents, he was at the end of the line. In fact, I think maybe the shop shut for the day before he even got there. Yeah, like he lives in a little world of his own. Take, for instance, the time he got handed tickets to the opera. Yeah, the opera. Madame Butterfly.
So this guy says to me, you mean to say you never been to the Met? And I says to him, no, I don't go to the races much. And he says, I'm talking about the opera.
So
that's when he lost me. I didn't know what he was talking about. Then he gives me two tickets to go see Madame Butterscotch.
Fly.
Huh?
Madame Butterfly, not Butterscotch.
I thought he said Butterscotch. By a guy called Punchinello.
That don't sound right either. Now, Punchinello, he was a clown.
That's right, Chuck. Yeah, he told me the story, sort of. And any guy who could write such a corny story must have been a clown.
So, are you going?
Well, I thought the two of us could go. Tonight.
Me? Opera? No, thanks. Anyway, Red, I gotta beg my Michael.
So all of a sudden that makes a difference?
When the choice is opera, it makes a difference. Besides, is you implicating that I would neglect my broad?
See.
Nah, you go on your own.
But I got 2 feet.
So, put your feet up.
Sideways. The seats is next to each other.
Well, okay then. Find yourself a dame. Me and Michael is going to the drive-in.
Yeah? You know, maybe I'd sooner go with you.
Oh, no. It is Thursday already, and I have not seen Michael since Wednesday.
That's only one day?
Wednesday last week, which is about par for the course. But look, I don't want no trouble in the shape of a screaming in my ear, Michael. No, sir. I'm taking her to the drive-in, just the two of us.
Okay. Go ahead. Leave me out.
Oh, now look, Red. You gotta realize, those company trees are cloud.
Yeah? Well, what about the Andrew sisters?
What's that got to do with it?
There's three of them.
That's got nothing to do with it. Well, you might as well say, how about Wayne and Schuster? There's only two of them.
Yeah, but they ain't married to each other.
Well, neither are the Andrew sisters.
Please, Chuck, don't shout. As soon as you start losing an argument, you shout.
Now, listen, knucklehead. Me and Michael is going to the drive-in. We is going alone, the two of us. You ain't going. Now, you find a dame of your own. Take her to the opera. Well, I leave the apartment, which Red and me shares, and I go to pick up Michael. I leave about 7:30. Red is still soaking, but he's getting ready for the opera. He puts on his suit. He polishes his shoes, and he mutters to himself.
Okay. So if some people want to stay ignorant, let them. That's what I said. My father always used to say to me, son, never be scared of a little learning. And I ain't never. A lot, maybe, but a little, never. And I knows when I ain't wanted. I ain't the sort of guy who'd push himself in where he ain't wanted.
Okay, Red, I'm off.
So I'll go and see Madame Punchinello. Laugh, clown, laugh. That's me.
Goodbye, Red.
Let those guys on broad that want to waste their lives at the drive-ins go ahead and waste them. It. See if I care. I don't care.
Goodbye!
Oh. You going someplace?
I'll see you later, Red. You got a thing to go with you?
Maybe.
Oh, that's fine. So, maybe we'll meet and have a drink someplace later, huh?
My plans are a bit uncertain at the moment.
Oh, big deal. Excuse me.
You are excused. Enjoy yourself. If you can.
You You know, I am sure that one of the reasons that I cannot face the idea of getting married is all the years I've been living with Red. Sometimes he can behave just like a dame. Sometimes I have to remind myself that he and I ain't married, the way he goes on. Anyway, I leave the apartment and I go and pick up Michael. I'm a little early, so I stop on the way for the beer. I get to her apartment around 8. And what do you know? She ain't there. That's right, guys and dolls. Michael stood me up. Well, how about that? Michael, you there, Michael?
Oh, hi, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Curly. I'm looking for Michael. I was supposed to pick her up at 8.
Well, she left about 15 minutes ago.
Left? On her own?
No, she was with that buddy of yours, Red.
How about that for a double cross? My buddy and my broad, leaving me out in the cold. I want to tell you, I was good and mad before I even went into that bar. And after a couple of quick snorts, I was fuming. I figured that the big ape has somehow tricked Michael into going with him. And I figured that I got to get even with him. But how? Meanwhile, back at the opera house...
You, comfortable, Michael?
Yeah.
The show should be starting any minute.
You know something? I don't get this.
What? Don't get what? Gee, the captain is tuning up. They must have been playing a song.
He's applauding that guy who just come in front of the orchestra.
Oh.
I thought you said this was a vaudeville show.
No, I said, the story sounded to me like a vaudeville show.
Yeah, but you said we were
going... Why don't you come to the opera to listen to the music and sing?
Opera! Like a
No, I ask you with tears in my eyes. What would you do with a buddy like that?
Like what?
I just told you. He took my girlfriend to the opera.
To what?
Opera.
Well, who goes to opera?
My buddy. He took my girl.
Listen, if they're the kind who goes to opera, you're well rid of them both. If they ain't, well, they'll be having a horrible time.
Oh, say, pal, you got something there. What am I getting excited about? Huh? The two of them is in for a very boring evening. But I was wrong, guys and dolls. Red takes the opera like a duck to water. Michael, I must say, well, she would sooner have gone to the drive-in. At least that's what I find out later. But in the meantime, they is in the foyer of the opera house doing one of the intermissions.
Ah, so you have the cane.
Yeah, we have cane. Who was you? Who are you?
I was the man who gave you the ticket.
Oh.
Gillo Caroni, the manager of the company. And this charming lady is your wife?
No, this is my buddy. What you kick me for, Michael?
Oh, call me Michael. Everybody does.
Ah, Signora Moidel, it is a French name.
Oh. You gotta be kidding. Michael is a...
I do have French blood in my veins.
Where else would you have it?
I am Italiano.
See, I'm going back to my seat before I get kicked to pieces.
What's he talking about?
Oh, take no notice of Red. He's always kidding.
Oh. You're husband, no?
No, we're just good friends.
Oh.
Moment, we're just bad friends.
So, you like the opera?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Operatic.
Oh, see. Ah, you have to go back to your seat. I will perhaps see you later.
Oh, yeah, maybe. After the show, maybe.
You see, the trouble with my broad, Michael, is that she don't look at another guy. Which is very flattering in a way.
Yeah.
But then again, you know how it is. Sometimes I wish she'd find herself another guy.
I take my old lady now. Come to that, I wish somebody would take my old lady. No, it ain't that we argue. You couldn't call her arguing. I never get the word in edgewise. She never stops.
So how long you been married?
3 months.
Is that all? 3 months? Huh?
Yeah. Biggest mistake I ever made. Before we got married, we were keeping company for over 10 years. Things was fine then. Yeah.
Then I'll just spoil it by going and getting married. You married to this broad?
Nah, just walking out. 15 years we've been walking out.
Yeah? Well, take my advice. Keep walking. Don't spoil it by getting married. Once they get the ring around their fingers, they put the rope around your neck.
Meantime, back at the opera house, the show is over, and Reverend Michael is coming out.
Geez, that was something, huh, Michael?
Yeah, that was something, all right.
Didn't you like it? I thought it was great.
You told me it was a Vaudeville show.
I only did that to get you to come along.
Well, thanks for nothing. If Chuck didn't have the white lace, I would never have come. He did have the white lace, didn't he?
Sure. Yeah, I told you, didn't I?
You also told me this was a Vaudeville show. Say, you ain't been pulling no tricks with Chuck and me, have you?
Me? Would I do a thing like that?
I don't know what you do. I just know that sometimes I don't believe a word you say. Like now, for instance.
Look, Michael, Chuck, at the white lace, so he asked me to take you to the opera instead of going to the drive-in with him like he arranged. That's all. Did you like the opera?
No. I thought it was a lot of hooey. Why were they singing all the time? They never said nothing, just singing. Nobody goes around singing all the time. Even Frank Sinatra takes time out to talk.
That's just the way they do things in opera.
Well, maybe it is. I think it's a lot of hooey.
Ah, Signora, how you enjoyed the show?
Oh.
She thought it was a lot of hooey.
I loved it, every minute of it. All that singing.
Thanks for the ticket,
Signora. Are you in a hurry, or would you perhaps like to go somewhere and have a drink?
Oh,
no, thanks. We've got
to... I'd love to have a drink somewhere, Mr. Caroni.
Call me Gilo.
Look, Michael, I don't go kicking me again.
You are not coming with us, Mr.
Kowalski. No, I better not get back to the apartment. So is you, Michael. Chuck's going to be awful mad.
Wait, who is the chap?
He's my brother. Come, Gilo. Good night, Fred.
Yeah, good night. I better go while I still got shins left. Gee, what am I going to say to Chuck?
Well, guys and dolls, of course, I don't know nothing about all that carry-on. I am sitting in the bar talking to this guy. The first I know is when I get back to our apartment. Red is there. And have I got a couple of things to sort out with him.
Oh, there you are.
Who?
You.
Where?
There.
I am?
You are.
Oh. Well, if you say so, sit down, Chuck. Let me get your beer.
No. Now, what's the big idea?
What big idea?
Now, look, Red, don't give me the runaround. I know you. You can go on like this for hours. Well, you forget it. Now, then, what's the big idea of stealing my broad?
Who, Michael?
Who else?
Michael is our dame. I got the feeling lately that you was neglecting her. So I thought I'd take her to the opera.
I was neglecting her. What are you talking about, you big ape? I left here to pick her up. I stopped by for a beer. By the time I got to her apartment, you had showed up there and gone with Michael. You must have told her some yarn to get her to go out with you. Opera yet. Okay, where is she?
She's at home, I guess.
What do you mean she's at home, you guess? Is she or ain't she?
Is she or ain't she what?
Don't start that with me.
Please check the neighbors.
Where's that phone? I'm going to phone her, find out what this is all about. Opera yet. How do you like that? Yeah, no answer.
Hey, maybe she's asleep.
Already?
Well, all that singing is pretty tiring.
She wasn't singing, she was listening. Mind you, for Michael, that is pretty tiring. Now, I'm sick and tired of the whole business. I'm going to have a beer. You want one?
You know, Chuck, in opera, they never says nothing.
Huh? What is it, a dumb show?
No, they sing all the time. All the time. Hey, how about that?
So
I wonder if I could do it. Gee, all the time.
Hey, Red, you sure you don't want a beer?
I am sure. Thank you very much. No. I don't want no beer at the present moment. No.
What's with you?
One fine day, maybe I'll have a beer with you. Yes. But at the moment, at this very moment, no. I will not have a beer, because I don't feel like one. No, I don't. No.
Are you out of your skull?
think I will go to bed. Good night, good night, good night. I'll see you in the morning. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night, good night.
Good night. Well, I reckon we'd read off his rocker. I better leave the whole business till the next day. I leave the Big Eight time to get off the singing kick, and I go to bed, too. Next morning, I am down on the rank, and the first thing I does is to get through to Michael. I want to hear her side of this whole business. Hello, Michael. Good morning. Chuck here. How's it, honey?
You have something to report, Mr. Edwards.
Hey, what is this? What's with the Mr. Edwards bit? What are you talking about? Something to report?
If you have something to report, Mr. Edwards, please clear the air. I have business to attend to.
Now, look, honey, what's the big idea of sending me up last night?
I stood you up? Huh, that's a laugh. I checked with the office. You wasn't working late that night.
So who said I was? Of course I wasn't.
Who said? You said. You sent Red Round to tell me you was working late.
Huh?
I know you, Chuck Edwards. It's just one excuse. And for your information, I have already tested Charlie Bar and Grill. You were there the whole evening.
So all right, so I was there. I was there after you stood me up.
Oh, please, I haven't got time to argue. Anyway, I am very tired. I had a pretty late night.
Oh, so you had a late night. I phoned, I thought you were sleeping.
Oh, really? Goodbye, Mr. Edwards.
Hey, hey, Michael. Hello, Michael. Ah, she's well off. Oh, one of these days.
Hi, Chuck.
Don't come near me, you toast timing.
What's the matter?
Did you or did you not tell Michael that I was working late last night?
I have a lie. Not for you, my best friend, my old buddy, Chuck. No, no, no. I cannot tell a lie.
Now, look, will you stop this singing all the time nonsense?
Okay.
So answer my question. Did you or did you not tell Michael I was working late last night?
Like an old friend.
Oh, boy.
And you are my friend. You are also old. So you are my old friend. And I cannot tell a lie. No, no, no. I cannot tell a lie. Not to an old friend like you. No, no. No.
So I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for an answer.
What was the question again and again? Or what was the question again?
That's enough. Stop it. Shut up.
Okay.
So answer the question. Well, I'm waiting. Red!
You told me to shut up.
I told you to shut up with the opera bit. Now tell me, yes or no, did you tell Michael I was waking late last night?
Taxi.
Taxi. I'm coming right away. I'll see you later, Chuck.
Now come here, you. Yep. What's the use? I know he told her all right, but what for? Now I'm really in shtook. She'll never believe me. I better go around to her apartment early tonight and sort things out. I want to tell you guys abroad that at this stage I thought I was going cuckoo. They used to call Al Jolson the singing bull, but he had nothing on Red. Anyways, that day I tried to get through to Michael, but each time she gives me this Mr. Edwards routine. So comes knocking off time, I stops on the way over to her apartment, and I buys her a bouquet of flowers here. I get to the door, and there is another guy standing at the apartment ringing the bell. And he is also standing there with a bouquet in his hand.
Oh, Gino, come in.
And his bouquet is bigger than mine.
Ah, Signora Model, let me kiss your hand.
Hey, hey, what goes on here?
Oh, good evening, Mr. Edwards. Was there something?
What do you mean, was there something? Say, who's this gunk busy eating your fingers off?
He is kissing my hand, and his name is Gino.
Who is this again?
Oh, this is Mr. Edwards.
If you're knowing this, just tell me I will kill him.
Yeah? You want whose army?
Well, don't stand outside there shouting, Chuck Edwards.
Yeah?
Either go away or come in.
I'll come in. You tell him to go away.
I will come in too as well.
Yeah.
Would you care to take a seat, Mr. Edwards? Gino, perhaps you'd like to help me mix the drink.
Oh, with pleasure, Michael.
Now listen, Michael.
Just come this way, Gino, and I'll also put these flowers in water. This beautiful pink bouquet. Miss Mulbunch, you'll please.
Wait yet. The knife. Those flowers cost me a buck and a half. Well, I suppose I better go answer the door.
Hi, Michael.
Now, what do you want?
Oh, hello, Chuck. Old friends are the best friends.
Hey, that's enough of that. You don't have to answer that question. I know the answer. You did tell her I was working late. What do you want now? You come to tell her I'm working late tonight?
No.
So what do you want?
What is it? Oh, come in, Red.
Well, I think perhaps in the search...
Yeah, you heard what the bride said. Come in, come on.
Hey! Okay, so I'm in. Oh, hello, Gilo.
Ah, hello, my friend. You like the opera, no?
I like the opera, yes.
Ah, yes.
What, by the...
That's enough of that. Now, maybe one of you three nuts will be good enough to tell me what's going on.
Please, Mr. Edwards, don't insult my guest.
Insult him? For no good reason, I will punch him one on the snoot.
Oh, is that a
soul? Oh, yeah, that is a soul.
Oh, you
must be
the fun
of soul.
What's it got to do with you, Red?
Huh? Well, it's just the principle of the thing.
What thing?
Well, it's all right for me to come and take you out right under Chuck's nose, because you're Chuck's dame, and I am his buddy.
That makes it all right?
Yeah, and it's okay for me to tell you lies and say that Chuck is working right, even though he didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, because she is our dame. But I don't go for this Giro guy muscling in, even if he is a big shot in the opera.
So, you admit telling Michael lies?
Certainly. All fair in love and war.
But you ain't in love with Michael.
No, but you are. You are also at war with her, so all fair.
You know, the way you argue, sometimes I think you should be in the diplomatic corps. You are a born politician.
There's no need to get insulted.
When you two have quite finished, may I remind you that this is my apartment? We are not married yet, Mr. Edwards. And we ain't even engaged.
Certainly we is engaged.
So where's the ring?
Well, I just ain't got round to buying it yet.
By the time you do, rings will be out of fashion. Anyway, you have no claim on me whatsoever, and I will entertain whoever I like, whenever I like, so there.
Over my dead body.
Ah, get up. You're ruining the truth.
Oh, very funny.
Hey, that's pretty funny.
Who asked you?
Sorry.
Now listen, mister, I don't know what your name is, but I'm going to count to three. By that time, you had better be out of this apartment. You, yes, sir, you and your bouquet.
No, please listen.
Be careful, Chuck. I won't get no more seats for the opera.
If I needed another reason to punch this guy on the snoot, you just gave me a king-size one. Three.
Gee, hunt the button.
Oh, Chuck, you were so masterful.
Now, just let this big lug explain once again that I never said for him to tell you I was working late.
Yeah, well, you see...
Oh, I know you didn't. I knew all the time, Chuck.
You did?
Of course I did. You think I'm stupid?
Then did you really fancy this guy?
Of course not, stupid.
Well, then why?
Well, you've got into the habit lately of turning up at 8 o'clock on the dot when we has a date for 8 o'clock.
So, what's wrong with that?
My mother always told me a gentleman caller should always be a little oily.
Your mother?
I thought you needed teaching a little lesson, so I thought I'd make you a bit jealous.
Oh, great.
You're not mad at me, are you, Chuck?
No, honey, I ain't mad. But I want to bet this J-Lo guy won't be too pleased with you when he comes round. Yeah, guys and dolls, you see what I mean about my buddy Red. I mean, that is all the fuss and bother that happened just because he gets two tickets to the opera. Opera yet. You know, Red singing at the best of times is bad enough. But when he don't know the words or the tune, and believe you me, Miss Weston, that is the end.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.